Alright folks, welcome back to Wisdom Warriors. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, we're tackling something be edgy today, negative self-talk. You know that nagging voice in your head? The one that whispers doubts, insecurities, and just generally tries to bring you down? Yeah, we're busting it wide open. Because trust me, everyone experiences this. We've all been there, right? Standing before a presentation, feeling like a deer in headlights because that inner critic starts screaming you're going to bomb. Or maybe it's that job interview where your mind races with what if they realize you're not good enough. Negative self-talk can be a real confidence killer. But guess what? It doesn't have to win. Stoicism gives us some serious tools to fight back, build resilience, and cultivate that inner badass we all deserve to have. So, buckle up because today we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways to help you conquer that negative self-talk and build unshakable confidence. 1. Recognize it's just a thought. First things first, remember this, your thoughts are not facts. They're just passing mental events, like clouds drifting across the sky. You can observe them without letting them control you. Think of it like this. Ever had one of those crazy vivid dreams that felt super real? When you wake up, you know it was a reality, right? Same goes for negative thoughts. They might feel powerful, but they don't define your worth or your capabilities. 2. Challenge those negative narratives. Don't just accept those nasty self-whispers as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? What evidence supports it? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this? Often, you'll realize the negativity is based on assumptions or past experiences that don't necessarily apply anymore. 3. Practice positive affirmations. You know that old saying, you are what you repeatedly tell yourself. It's true. So start telling yourself things that empower and inspire you. Instead of I can't do this, try I'm capable of learning and growing. Instead of I'm not good enough, say I'm worthy of love and success. Even if it feels a little awkward at first, consistency is key. 4. Focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and skills. What are you naturally good at? What makes you feel confident and fulfilled? Make a list of your strengths and celebrate them. This helps shift your focus from what you perceive as weaknesses to the incredible things you bring to the table. 5. Act in alignment with your values. Stoicism emphasizes living in accordance with your values, those guiding principles that define who you are. When you act in line with your values, it boosts self-respect and confidence because you're being true to yourself. So, ask yourself, what matters most to me? Then take small steps each day to live by those values. Now, let's get real. Picture this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that inner critic starts whispering, you're going to forget everything. They're all going to think you're an idiot. But wait. Remember what we talked about. First, acknowledge those thoughts. It's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets butterflies sometimes. But don't let them dictate your actions. Challenge the negativity by reminding yourself of your strengths and past successes. You've prepared for this, you have valuable insights to share, and people are genuinely interested in what you have to say. Take a deep breath, focus on your values, maybe it's sharing your knowledge or helping your team succeed and deliver that presentation with confidence. The inner critic might still be there, but now you have the tools to silence it and shine. Remember folks, conquering negative self-talk is a journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort and practice. But by embracing these Stoic principles, you can build unshakable confidence, face your challenges head-on, and live a more fulfilling life. So go out there, be bold, be brave, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of wisdom. Leave a review, let me know what resonated with you, and join the conversation on our social media channels. Until next time, keep fighting those inner demons and stay strong, warriors.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.